inquiry, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, Mary, it's been a quick 2 hours today, hasn't it?
It sure has.
I tell you, I mean, the show just keeps
every
going
week.
By. It does. All right, well, we welcome you back for segment five this hour and the final segment of this week's broadcast. In a moment, we'll be taking you to Panama City to check in with show friend Captain Keith Plaskett, but we do have a sponsored show segment to share before that, and this portion of the program is made possible by Cunard Cruise Lines, the most famous ocean liners in the world. For luxury cruises, the Cunard experience is everything you wanted, nothing you expected. And when you travel aboard Cunard, you'll experience the perfect oasis of discovery, relaxation, and sophistication. From famous vessels of the past to today's modern Queen Mary II, Queen Victoria, and Queen Elizabeth, Cunard guests travel in unparalleled style.
Enjoy luxury accommodations, grand feasts, and elegant dining rooms. Indulge in literary pursuits, the arts, theatrical productions, music, movies, a lively casino, and wonderful experiences on the many ship decks. You'll find constant activities at sea or on land, terrific pools, and both educational and scenic tours. Travel aboard a Cunard cruise. It's an opportunity to write your own ocean adventure while encompassed in legendary luxury.
For itineraries, destinations, and deals, go to Cunard.com or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
We introduced you to Captain Keith Plaskett back on our December 3rd broadcast. He's a modern-day Indiana Jones who you can see on Discovery Channel's Treasure Quest. He's participated in many operations to protect several U.S. presidents. He's an explorer and adventurer at heart, and he's back today to discuss the Amazon and maybe a few other adventures.
Captain Keith, nice to check in with you this weekend. How are things in South America these days?
Hey, thank you for having me on your show again. I'm really excited. I have a lot of great Amazon stories for you today.
Well, I know. Actually, in the last time you were on, we didn't have time to talk about the Amazon adventures. You know, you just brought it up. That's a great place to start. Share with us, you know, what are you doing in the Amazon? And, you know, I'd love to know some of the obstacles, some of the dangers, all of that that you're encountering.
Yeah, you know, of course, the Amazon covers not just one country. It covers Brazil, which is the largest Amazon area, and also Ecuador, Peru, and some of Colombia. So it's a huge area to even transverse, number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm getting in there, and I've made some travels over the years and recently into Peru and also into Ecuador, and I'm just now getting started with Brazil. And I found out it's a huge country.
So what are some of those dangers or the obstacles that you're finding, as you say, as you're just exploring that? What are you encountering?
Well, you know, number one, I've encountered a lot of tourists, and they're starting to venture into the. And there's a lot of agencies out there that are running excursions into the Amazon. And of course, the number one thing is to try to get a guide that's trustworthy, and they'll knock out probably 90% of the problems that you might arise if you try to go on your own. But a couple of things that I've learned is there's a few things that if you carry with you, it'd be very beneficial. Number one is a handheld satellite phone. They're about $1,000, so. If that's out of your price range, then the second thing for sure is a GPS tracker.
Okay.
They're a couple hundred dollars or Generation 3 now. And it links up with Google Maps. And your loved ones or whoever, you know, in the United States or wherever else you are in the world can go straight to Google Maps. And they can watch your trek. They can see exactly where you're at any time. And also on that tracker is an emergency a button where if you get into a jam, you know, somebody's robbing you or they kidnap you, for God forbid, or whatever the situation.
Or I'd like to think, Captain Keith, maybe you're hurt. We're going to take it a little positive, but you're right. You've got that button that's going to be able to reach people that can triangulate on your location.
Yeah, and it's really important because you are in the Amazon, and it's, you know, you're way away from cell phone coverage, and so that's basically your last means of any kind of awareness that anybody knows anything is going wrong with you.
Those are certainly helpful tips for people who are looking to trek to the Amazon, which I see more and more people are beginning to put that on their bucket list. Cappy, I would love to know what you specifically are doing there. Are you looking for something? Are you what kind of adventure are you on in the Amazon?
You know, if I tell you, I'm going to have to kill you.
I know. I'm asking
well,
anyway. And I have too many witnesses.
You're talking to her husband. Her husband's Sicilian. You can't do that. So what are you talking
about? You haven't heard that before, have you?
Come on, Cappy. No, give us a little something.
No, actually, I've been doing a lot of research over the years, and I've found an old, in some of my travels in the Amazon, I've come across an old Indian map, and it talks about an old city, old lost ancient city, deep in the Amazon in Peru, North Peru. And so I started, you know, kind of keying in on that, and I went to Lima to the maps office Landmaps office, and I grabbed some maps of that area. And lo and behold, this Indian map's right on the money. And so then I went to Google Earth and started checking out the area from the satellite view. And you transverse up a large river, and then you have to go into a smaller tributary river. So the Incas were mining gold there, you know, 400 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you were headed, am I correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of obstacles that I have to overcome to get into that area.
I'm sure there are. And, folks, if you want to follow the adventures of our own Indiana Jones here, just go to CaptainKeithPlaskett.com. Cappy, listen, we appreciate the time today. I know it was quick. We're going to look forward to having you back. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Okay, well, thanks for having me, and I've got a lot of stories, let me tell you.
Thanks, Cappy.
It's too much.
He has to come back quickly. Yeah. That's not enough time.
It is. All right, folks. And, you know, you can actually watch his show, Treasure Quest. It's Fridays at 10 p.m. on Discovery Channel. So we'll make it a point to get him back. And that's going to do it for today's edition of our weekly travel get-together. Please be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel, and vote in our latest online polls on the website as well. Special thanks to all our guests who appeared on the show today with us. Thanks to our show team for helping Mary, Rudy, and me put the program together and get it to you. To all our network affiliates and sponsors, and all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.